Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Now, Prophet Brian Mashike.
Good evening, Apostle Reyes. I hope you're well, man of God.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. As we try to explain prophetically about the spiritual darkness we find ourselves in. Literally, firstly, I would say, scripturally, it has been prophesied that in these last days, we will find ourselves in such a state. Yes, hence, when something is prophesied, it has to come to pass, it has to be fulfilled.
Mm.
But besides the prophecy, the reason why we find ourselves in the position that we are in currently is that, number one, people have moved or are moving further and further away from God. The love of God in the hearts of people is diminishing. Mm. People have become so selfish, selfish desires. Yes, of course, the diminishing of the love of God in the hearts of people. Of course, if you read scripture in the book of Matthew, scripture, it was Jesus that says, no, the love of men is a works called.
Mm.
Of course, people will be offended. That's what scripture says. And some are using offense, hurt, and trauma as a means of drifting, I mean, even away and away from God, and as an excuse for their actions, right? And secondly, if you read 2 Timothy, I think I'm quoting a scripture that you taught us as youth. remember, you built us. You always taught us about this scripture. Little did we realize that we are just in the last moments, in the last days.
Mm.
Yes, Timothy. I mean, in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, from verse 1, Paul is speaking to Timothy and telling him what's going to happen in the last days, perilous times.
Yep.
Of course, somewhere in the same book of Timothy, he speaks about people leaving the faith and following seducing spirits. There are a lot of seducing spirits, a lot of evil spirits that have been unleashed. But besides, as you look to man is drifting away. We are gradually losing our identity and concentrating on ourselves, right? Much more than concentrating on God. Remember, when we concentrate on God, we get a reflection of who we are and a definition of who we are in God. So we cannot define ourselves outside Christ or outside God or outside the Word of God or outside the Spirit of God, because that's what we've been designed to be. So that's our yardstick. So Paul tells Timothy, people will love themselves, they'll be proud, they will turn away from God, they'll be selfish. They will love pleasure rather than loving God. They'll be so vulnerable. So it continues and says they will have a form of godliness, that's being religious. That's another point that is contributing a lot to us ourselves finding ourselves in such a spiritual darkness. Mm. People are more religious than having a relationship with God.
Mm.
So we need to make sure we have a living relationship with God.
Mm,
hence,
mm,
mm. Religion, I mean, misses a lot of things that God commands. I mean, it's an art, it's an outward look, it's an outward thing. So religion has contributed a lot, and that's one enemy that we're fighting a lot. Religion is just something that's there, no impact. Yes, that's what I can say. And we no longer want to hear the truth, and meaning that we have exchanged the truth for the lie. So that is another reason. The light of God is no longer in us, so we're drifting away and away from the truth. And if you check also, there's a scripture, I think it's the same scripture, where Paul would say people will gather preachers that will speak what people want. So it's now about human centralization much more than focusing on God. out. So, and of course, the love of many waxing cold, people getting very, very cruel. You understand? As we find ourselves in a lot of cruelty, then if you check Proverbs 30, verse from verse 11 to 14, it speaks of a generation of people that are pure in their own eyes, yet unwise from their field. So there is a lot of pretense that is hovering around us, and there is a lot of haughty spirit, pride. Bible says pride comes before destruction, and once we get pride, I mean, pride closes up our eyes, and we no longer view and see things the way we're supposed to be. So pride goes before falling. And also, I'll say lust is rampant. That's also what Paul speaks about, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes. It's so rampant. People, we are listening more to our lust and much more than listening to God. Lust is manifesting in all kinds, in different kinds. And also, I would like to say that yet scripture, of course, speaks about the form of godliness, yet denying the power. And we've also idealized the lot of things, much more than giving God the higher place in our hearts. And I will say the other thing that we've contribute a lot is money, mammon. So we've concentrated much, a lot of focus is on money, is on tangible things, tangible objects, much more than concentrating on God. So it looks like money has taken the place, the throne to many, the place for God, much more than anything else. So this has caused us a lot of chaos, a lot of confusion, and of course the hunger of God in our hearts is gone. So where God is not, even light is not. So hence we find ourselves drowning. So we might have a lot of factors that are leading to this, but these are just the very few that I would love to contribute. Thank you so much, man of God.
Thank you so much to the Bishop Brian Mashike there. You remind me of those days, man, in the 90s. Yeah.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit GLN for Christian radio that speaks to the heart. Listen online to Radio Pulpit's new gospel station in English and vernacular languages like Zulu, Setswana, and more. Visit radiopulpit.co.za or download the Radio Pulpit app and click on Radio Pulpit GLN to live stream wherever you are.
Hlala ulalele umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla. Thola i-app yethu ku-App Store noma ku-Play Store. Futhi ungavakashela uradiopulpit.co.za.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Now, welcome to it. We're talking about spiritual darkness in our midst these days. Professor, let me bring this to you. You've heard Brian Mashike, and also you have heard my brother and friend Godfrey there. I want to bring this verse also. If you look in Micaiah, it says, therefore you shall have night without vision, and you shall have darkness without divination. The sun shall go down on the prophets, and the day shall be dark for them. Spiritual darkness implies that, which means those who were supposed to be telling us about that which the Father is saying, they would have no revelation at all. Just like in those times of that little boy Samuel, they will have no revelation at all if we embrace. This is the consequence of embracing darkness, Professor.
Thank you, my brother. What you've just said is, I think it's something that is already happening, where the cloud of darkness is hovering above those who think they know more about God and are not pursuing him as they should. And you're talking about the true revelation no longer coming to us as it should, because we have embraced what we think is true, we've embraced what we think is correct. And the reason that caused that is that there is an increase of lies and deception, and we continue to entice and make sure that those things that they are telling us as lies, we entertain them. So the increase of those lies in the lives of people also increases that cloud of darkness to a point that there is an increase of divination, because the enemy will want to show you what you want to see. Sometimes we become so desperate, Brother Ray, that the things that we want to see, we want to access them from wrong sources. We even go to Zangomas, we go to people whom we want to tell the things that we want to hear, which is why the prophets that we will go to will tell us things that are wrong, and there shall be nothing that will come to us, because we have embraced lies, we have embraced deception. So this verse that you just read in Micah 3:6, therefore you shall have night without vision, because we did not embrace the word of God, we did not embrace the truth of God, and we are expecting to get the truth from the wrong sources, which is why everything that is an entrance, everything that is supposed to be the gate to us from the Father is shut because of us not looking into the right source, which is the word of God. And it speaks of, you shall have darkness without divination, and the sun shall go down on the prophet. So which is a very sad situation where the light of God has been chucked out, has been rejected to a point where the whole territory and the whole surrounding is full of that darkness, which is something that we are seeing even where we are in our country, where it is now governed by what people want to do, by the laws of men, by the laws of demons, by the laws of mammon. This is what we've also heard being spoken here, that this increase of selfish desires, selfish things that we want to see happening, as they continue to take precedence in our lives, they create that spiritual darkness because we have rejected the word of God. So the increase of lies and deception is one aspect, which is a sign that shows that there is spiritual darkness upon us. Number two, the concealing of the true message of Yahusha is what also brings that spiritual darkness, because the word of God will come with its truth, with its power, but because we don't want to do it, we don't want to be the doers of the word, we conceal what the word has come to say, and we now get into a point of darkness because we have rejected the word of the Most High. And when he speaks in Matthew 5, verse 14, he says, you are the light of the world. But if we are not going to receive the message that comes from him telling us we are the light of the world, it means the lack of receiving that message is receiving a contrary message. If I cannot receive that I'm the light, it means I agree with the enemy when he pulls me to his side. So if I reject what God is saying about me and about my situation, I draw myself into the state of darkness. I take myself away from the will of God and from the word of God. So when Yahusha said, you are the light of the world, so these are the things that we as the believers have to embrace and begin to live as such. Even when things are hard, we begin to declare and confess that word. We've been told we are the light of the world. So if we're not going to speak as the Father speaks, we are inviting darkness, because the enemy gets power, gets a way in, gets a door, because we are doubting the word of God. So if we are not going to do the word and reject what God has said, we are inviting this darkness, and our lives become defined by what we have believed and embraced. Again, if we look into the things choices, people these days, they choose what entices them. They choose what they like. They choose what makes them feel better. They no longer choose as God wants them to choose. So let's look at John chapter 3, verse 19, Brother Ray. It says here, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. So here there was a point of choice, where people could choose between light and darkness. And God had made a provision that light would come and make the lives of people better, the lives of people to be in line with Him. But now people take their choices based on what they want in their life. So this thing of choosing for ourselves, choosing for the flesh, is bringing the cloud of darkness upon us, upon the church, upon the country. And it says here, the condemnation is that when the light has come into this world, man chose darkness. So spiritual darkness is also invited by our choices. And again, our choices are an indication of whether we are in light or whether we are in darkness. So the things that we will begin to do after we've made our choice will reflect where we are. So these are the things that will make us whether to live for God or to live for Satan, whether to speak the light of God or to speak that which the enemy is speaking to us. And as a result, we are not going to be the children of the Most High. So let me also read this verse that I wanted to read, which is in Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 6, it says, "Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience." I don't think that there's nobody who doesn't know that where we are, there's a lot of deception coming from our leaders. There's many things that they are saying, starting from their campaigns when elections have to come, coming from things that they want to say for them to get support from us. So this deception that we as the children of God also embrace and believe without us rebuking, taking the position as the church, is the things that continue to bring darkness upon the land, upon the church, and upon our families. Because we take the words that are empty, the words that are lies, and we embrace them. Whereas we've been given authority to trample over serpents and scorpions and be able to speak out for God. Another thing that shows the sign of spiritual darkness is the lack of the church to stand up and speak what she has to speak. And that action of not doing anything, or lack of action rather, is an indication of the darkness that has come, whereas we've been given a mandate, we've been given the work to represent God where we are. So what we are doing instead is to believe the lies and to embrace the lies and live according to the lies. And what is happening is that when we embrace these messages, these things that they are saying, everybody else begin to curse God as if God has not done anything. And God had brought us here and now that we may be the representative of the kingdom of God. So spiritual darkness has also made the church not to speak what the church has to speak, has made the church not to rise to the occasion of who the church is. And we cannot stand up for God, which is why we are in such a dilemma of having this darkness upon our children, and our children get more confused. They don't know what to do. They think what they see in social media is the life that they must live. They are now able to say, I would rather do that, not what I'm being taught at home, which is the word of God, simply because somebody out there continues to speak lies to us, and we are not standing out to speak the truth of God and say the word of God says. So this deception, this lies, this mockery that is happening is an indication of spiritual darkness that is all over. But there is a way out. We can still take our position, as the Bible says, we are the light of the world. So it means if we are the light, we need to continue shining. And we have the word of God, and the word of God continues to bring light onto our path and gives us guidance, and we will be able to do the right things and bring light to our community, to the land, and to the church at large.
Thank you so much, Professor. I really appreciate. What signs do we see in our nation that indicate a strong attack of spiritual darkness? That is what we are talking about even tonight. We trust the Father is doing it good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. It has just gone now, 24 minutes over 7.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. And then, of course, Mr. Felix, thank you.
Hello, Mre. Hello, Natim Fundisi. Hello, Mre. Hello, Natim Ruth. Molotata, Molotata. Natu Ray. Kanyamela Jasa, Kanyamela Jasa.
Yeah.
Natere, Kiskaka Sinyana. Natere. Ubu Fundis, we are Saka. Ubu Profit, a bea Pizu. Kanga, how can she ever fail her? Burutu, we are good to see. Buruti, bia kwa tasi, buprofeti bia kwa hudi. Ene buprofeti, bwa isi buprofeti, bufake, buprofeti. Ya wana that. Na mchanji, songa sunu buprofeti na mchanji. Kure, haritole ribata huwa baruti, ya nukala ribata huwa, buprofeti ya nukala. Buprofeti ya batu kama aga.
Anna.
Ya wana. Ene ribata hore, di, kure ribata hu benefita. Date muruti.
Ba.
Hausa na tero e ring, Jesu watla. Iseli thero e ring msabukana uta bleswa ka bokana. Msabukana uta bleswa ka ntlo.
Zobona.
Msabukana uta bleswa ka koloi.
Fakima.
Msabukana uta bleswa ka chelete. Hausa na thero e ring morena Jesu watla. Hausa na thero e ring sokolohang hobane mmuso wa mahodimo o atamisa. Isaiah kolenjuma elone. Intshumayelo ekhoyo ngoku yikuthi ndithathe kwakho ndithathe kwami ndinike ndikunike uYesu akasashumayelwa ngabafundisi bashumayela ukuthi uzawubenefita phi harisabulelwa ka bophelo bo sa feli ha usarerwa bophelo bo sa feli awusashunyayelo la ntshumayelo impilo nguna phakathi ayisashumayelo kushumayelwa ukuthi uyobenefit imoto uyobenefit indlu uyawuthini yabona into zimhlaba kusho ukuthi ngoku awukamamela thero ye yamazaziya ihuthusa uya kwesebeni andithi usesonini well umosebeni ihukenya hape mo ungene phakathi umosebeni awukashebe libontate baruti babang isimbohle babang baruti babang abatholi bana le pilu ya ho sokola batho banka batho go kerekeng e le ba bakenya mo kerekeng e ga bona icawe songezeka uyazi kuti bakhutshwe kwenye icawe bo bantu abo akuseko abantu abaguqulwayo awusana batho ba basokolwayo yabona tata so ingxaki ilapho ngoku sifuna nje imali ene rohle re batla uyema ka mramaiki ka mole re profit e batho ha re sa ruta batho ka Jesu ha re sa re bophelo bo sa feeling a saithethe indaba ka Jesu sithetha uku benefit izindlu ne mali ne moto. Okay tata re dankipa dangi ndiyabonga tata dangi bye.
Thank you so much, Mr. Felix. Ngempela, it's been a long time, my friend. It's been a long time.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Malak, let me bring this to you. When we talk spiritual darkness also, I'm looking at Zechariah. It says, and I'm saying this because of what the Bishop Prophet Brian said earlier on. He said something very interesting. And he says, this has been spoken of, you know, that it will happen. Hold on a bit. Let's take a call. Sawubona Dumela, hi. Sawubona. Dumela.
Dumela, Pastor Ray, Lekai.
Riten Lekai, Papa.
Ah, Riten.
Danki, danki. Welcome, welcome.
Pastor Ray, Utilovaka Jini Jolin Tatek Ahabwa. Pulpiti, Haisa Sevedi Shwa Weta Kapa Huta Bato, or about Sabe Muti. Mutimo Ha Asevedi Sa. Moshe, ularemo Moshe, rora nukaka se ya ubani ngalowe mwuyona, ya halalena. Kore ala tebu yena, kore ala tebu unkadi instruction se kumudimu ene adipetisi. Kajena usarigwano, nika kisi ya Solomoni eba prista, hawala Second Chronicles chapter 7, wikalemo verse 1. Haba ya go tembeleng khanya ya modimo ene tuti go dima tembele ba ile ba tlhole ga kena ka mogara kereke ba khumama ka difatlhego mo pavementeng hona mo ke hona mo go bontsang gore kereke it's not an entertaining place ke pleke ya gore o lo batla modimo go di mare a go sala jwa lokajeno Pastor Ray tsane tere khutlele ko modimo ka nnete le ka moya re etse thato ya ha o bala yona Second Chronicles chapter 7 ina le di curses le di blessings ha o e bala ka ofela mara hanga ta re bala mo verse 14 ya teng mo re se tsaba tsa ka se di tswang ka le bitswanaka ha se ka ikokobetsa sa etsa thato ya ka ke tla ba utlwa ke le le godimo.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Murena wetse hantle hle ntate.
Thank you.
Date musime re a leboga. And
thank you.
We are taking your calls. You can give a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. I'm looking at Zechariah. Chapter 14, verse 6, it says, it shall come to pass in that day that there will be no light. The lights will diminish. And also it goes on, if you can see in the other aspects, the love of many shall grow cold. I'm just saying, the prophet Brian stated that quite vehemently, that this is what is taking place. And then he reminded me of those days in the early 90s where we used to sit and do discipleship, you know, and where we used to do an outreach programs and all that. What is your take? Are we seeing quite a lot of people switching off their lights, even deliberately, because they want to conform and to be counted amongst the clergies of modernity? Malak?
Shalom, shalom. When you look at how the world has turned out to be right now, even for us believers, is that there are systems that have been put into place, and some of those systems are the technologies that we have today, the things that are slowly disconnecting us from Abayadua. So meaning that these things are at work and they are busy programming us. So we slowly lose who we are. When we look in the scripture, Genesis chapter number 1, verse 26, Yare, and Elohim said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness.
Yes.
So which means we are created in his image and his likeness. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, when we look at Genesis chapter number 3, verse 9, Elohim came unto Adam and he says to him, where are you? So something has happened that he can no longer see him. The word that they use in Hebrew is tala, right? Mulekani. So which means it's more like in some form of his partner, if I may put it that way. Right? So which means we are like him. But now he comes to the garden and he realizes that the man is no longer in the form in which I have left him. So Osepe Aspery Tobo a different. Otwana be something else, not how I created him and how I left him. Mm-hmm. And this is where we see or if you are to understand what Adam means, called Adam, it means the first judgment. Because it is here that after man has disconnected, is no longer looking like his maker, then there's a judgment that happens unto him. And now, we need to be careful when we look at this, conforming to the ways and the systems of the world. Because now everything, some songs today can be singing about Yahuwah, but KAI, you know, the preaching, KAI. So everything is no longer now done by us. But what, like you know, technology and all that. So, and we follow it. We don't see anything wrong. Instead, we are liking it, and it is removing us from. It continues to change us from that image and the likeness, because how he created it, he didn't use technology and say, okay, this is technology, it must help you to do this and that. But now somebody comes and introduces it, and we're so traumatized into it that we cannot live without it. And that is part of the spiritual darkness that we need to guard against. To spend time in the words, to fellowship, to reconnect, because getting movie after movie, everywhere you go, it's easy to have access to movies and series, and they're so addictive. So it is something that would bring that it's another form away of spiritual darkness. So darkness is living without direction. When we look at Proverbs 4:19, we say the way of wicked is a darkness, right? They know not at what they stumble. So you can see that we keep falling apart. We keep having bad relationships. We keep having broken families. We keep entering into covenants with darkness, addiction, and we happen not to know why we get into this thing. But it is us that we need to now search and to return back to the ancient ways to say, now let's leave this technology, because we see that it is leading us astray, you know, but to return back to the ancient ways, as now the scripture is saying that we should know Abba Yahuwah. We should return back to him and to go and to repent, basically, because now and we can start afresh, because he's forgiving, he's loving. So when we walk in the light, because light would be the opposite of darkness, it means we walk in obedience. So when we look at John 8:12, Yahusha said, I am the light of the world, and he that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have light of life, or eternal life. So we can see that by following Yahusha, by walking or reading the scriptures, by having that intimacy with Abba Yahuwah, then we get it's a process that begins to uproot that which is darkness, because now we are being taught to develop and have that relationship, and we start to walk and return back into the light. As Adam was chased away from the garden, now Yahusha brings that restoration and is leading us back now to the garden, whereby now we can have everlasting life, basically. Shalom.
Shalom, Malak. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. So many people are talking on this. I really appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
Langalbalele Skosana on Facebook says, these guys who kill their girlfriends then off themselves. They kill themselves also. It's quite sad. Says it's an indication of a dark cloud. Ruben Tim Kwane, the seventh of the Most High, Murutuaka, says, love for one another, grown cold. Message of the cross highly compromised on the pulpit. Churches dropped outreaches and revivals for concerts. Yo! Yeah. Capi Desmond says, confusion over what you believe. Deceived and tempted by sin. This is indeed a form of a spiritual delusion indeed. Jerry Tolo says, more fishing in our churches than seeking the lost souls. We are preaching the gospel that is acceptable to people to keep them in church whilst their soul is dying. Mm. And George Masila says, lots of false prophets, preachers do not preach what they preach anymore. Most of young people are out of order. Most of pastors are getting divorced. That is George Masila there. Yes. And then July Travangobeni says, bringing superstitions and false doctrines in some supposedly Christian denominations. Yo! Sabelum Caesar says, look at Isaiah 3 verses 4. I did. Where it speaks about children becoming oppressors and ruling over the parents. But also, Sabelo, I wanted to look at verse 5. It speaks about oppressions by neighbors and children becoming insolent. That is a form of spiritual darkness that is coming through. Like I said, I will read every comment. Whether it speaks good to me or it lambasts me, I'm going to read it, just like this one. Petra Small says, begin by yourself. And hold up om anerte blamir. Focus on God and God only. Then we will see a change in South Africa. Blessings. And then I said to her, okay, I will do that. I will focus on myself. All right. And Matsileng Kanye says, churches tend to enterprises, as you said, instead of preaching the undiluted gospel of the Father Elohim. The world wants to hear the truth, not the tickles of the ears. Mudimar Tuse, Brother Ray, let us continue to stand in the gap for our country. South Africa is a beautiful nation. We need to repent. Then the Almighty will heal our land. Absolutely, I believe it. And then let me see who might. Okay, Johan Zerwick says, the love of people that has grown cold, raping of children and elderly, domestic violence, politics building on hatred. And I said to Johan, yo, Johan, this situation is very dangerous. We see it every day. I've been looking at it for decades, man, I tell you. It's happening through and through each and every time. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729.
Thola inkuthazo yakho nokuphakanyisa kanye nokuqiniswa imihla namalanga ekhasini lethu leFacebook. Hlanganyela nomphakathi weRadio Pulpit kuFacebook.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, your guests, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today's topic, spiritual darkness. Spiritual darkness means the absence of spiritual light. These are the people who are not filled with spiritual understanding. Psalm 82 verse 5 says, they do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are unstable. Abanakwazi, abanakuqonda, bahamba ebumnyameni. Izisekelo zonke zomhlaba ziyazamazama. Spiritual darkness is to be ignorant, blind, and dead in spirit. Ignorance. John chapter 3, verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, lest his deeds should be exposed. Ukwahlulela kuyilokhu ukuba ukukhanya kufikile ezweni, kepha abantu bathanda ubumnyama ngokuba imisebenzi yabo imibi. Proverbs chapter 2 verse 13 says, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, blindness. Luke chapter 11 verse 34 says, the lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness. We can also read Matthew chapter 6 verse 23. Isibani somzimba siyiso lakho. Nxa iso lakho liphilile, umzimba wakho wonke ungukukhanya. Kepha nxa lilibi, umzimba wakho ungubumnyama. Death, James chapter 2 verse 26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Ngokuba njengalokhu, umzimba ngaphandle kwomoya ufile. Kanjalo nokukholwa ngaphandle kwemisebenzi kufile. Those who are in spiritual darkness disobey the law of God, which is spiritual. Romans chapter 7 verse 14 says, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. The wicked, in opposition to the good, who are servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 19 says, the way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. They do not prosper in their ways. They shall be only oppressed and plundered continually, and no one shall save them. Isaiah 49 verse 9 says, that you may say to the prisoners, go forth. To those who are in the darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed along the roads, and their pastures shall be on all desolate heights. The believers in Christ are not in spiritual darkness. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 4 says, but you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. We can also read Colossians chapter 1 verse 13. Isixwayiso samakholo adlala umacashelana abaphila impilo embaqambili abahamba becamalazile. 1 John chapter 1 verse 6 uthi, uma sithi sinenhlanganyelo naye sibe sisahamba ebumnyameni sinamanga asenzi iqiniso. 1 John chapter 2 verse 9 and 11 uthi, lowo othi usekukhanyeni abe ezonda umzalwane wakhe usebumnyameni kuze kube kalokhu. Kepha ozonda umzalwane wakhe usebumnyameni, uhamba ebumnyameni akazi lapho eya khona, ngokuba ubumnyama buwaphuphuthekisile amehlo akhe. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Jesus is inviting people to walk in the light of life. John chapter 8 verse 12 says, then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. We can also read John chapter 12 verse 35. Beloved brethren, let's walk in the light of God by imitating Jesus. Walking in darkness will lead us in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27 says, and as it is appointed for man to die once, but after this the judgment. UNkulunkulu ukumiseleke ukuthi sifeke kube kanye, akazange ke uNkulunkulu asibekele ukuthi ke sifeke kabili enyameni nasemoyeni. Angibonge ke uNkulunkulu, anibusise egameni lika Jesu Christu. Amen.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate. Thank you very much, sir. And of course, just after this,
you're at 657 AM, radio carrying 24 hours a day. 657 AM.
Mfundisi wamina.
Asibingelele pastor, sibingelele nakubalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit umsakazo wetindzaba leti tfokotisako. Manje ke mfundisi, isayini yakhona yabonakala mfundisi. Kube fundisi nakuba profiti nakubo bishopu, ukuzondana, ukungathandani, ukungafiselani okuhle mfundisi. Kubonakala sobala mfundisi. Angikhulume ma, mina nje mfundisi ngabe sengithola umsebenzi ngapha eBinoni. Omunye ubaba wayengiphe indlo ya-RDP kwakuhlala uyise, uyise sowandlula emhlabeni, wathi ngiyithathe mina ngihlale kuye. Manje lo mfundisi lo bengumgadela isonto, waya kuloya baba loyo, afika wabuyisana naye, bengasezwani. Bathe baba, nalo muntu ohlala lapha kufuna simxoshe baba loyo, ngoba kasagade isonto lami. Ngoba umgadela isonto ngihola 50 rand ngeviki mfundisi, iviki lakho nayi Sunday 50 rand. Manje sengikhulile, uNkulunkulu sengiphakamisile, ngabuya la eBinoni la ngazohola imali mfundisi. Manje umfundisi waba nomona kakhulu, wathi akaxoshe lo, wavuma loyani. Ngaxoshe ubusuku kanje mfundisi, kodwa uhamba wena, phuma lapho kusasa ungazatholakale. Watshela abantu ukuthi mina ngiyazi ukuthi ungihamba ngizombeka kuphi mina. Ngathi mina ngizokubekwa huye mina, mina ngingamane ngilale emgwaceni, ngathutha vela ngahamba mfundisi. Manje ke wangibona ngiloko ngihola imali la. Inkinga yakhona mfundisi ukuzondana kwabefundisi, ukungezwani, ukudonselana mfundisi, ngani ingubo yasebusika. Ya ngelezi imali lezi mfundisi, uyabona. Manje ke kubangasizwe sikaNkulunkulu kuba ngabazalwane. Babangwa phela abazali bani bamina lapho. Hey mwena, mya kwini mwena? Kuna mbani bamina, bani bamina la. Bawe ubafuna le nkonzweni yomngano ngalo lokulomunye umuntu ngale ukuthi babuyele le kwakhe le. Manje iloko kukhona mfundisi, kugcwele kakhulu kulesizwe sikaNkulunkulu. Ikakhulu lesizwe leso sihamba abaprofeta mfundisi.
Hey.
Lezi sinamanzi nama oil mfundisi. Sinanzondo kakhulu leso sizwe mfundisi. Sinombango.
Hayi,
sibange sizwe mfundisi. Kani mambo pastor?
Kani mambo mfundisi, amina na cancer.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Hey, Pastor yes. Ray and your guest. We've just entered the stage of the demonic gospel. The doctrine of demons started. That's what we're experiencing in this, which results into a spiritual darkness. Whatever man creates on his own, which is not scriptural, anything that you teach, it seems to pervert the word written in the scripture as is. La sola scripta is not, is the gospel of demons. It is the doctrine of demons, the Nicolaitans. Remember, in Revelation 2, Yeshua warned us, the lukewarm church, the Jezebel church, and the promotion of doctrine of demons. This is what is happening. People creating their own thing, not following the scripture.
I hear you.
The precepts as it is written. I don't know what's the issue about people wanting to change what's to pervert the word. Thank you.
Thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate. We have to close it there. Let me read what Gail Shelley Israel is saying. It says, good evening, Pastor Ray, your guests and all Radio Pulpit listeners. Spiritual darkness has been manifesting everywhere, especially in the body of Christ. It's like a plague that Satan poured over many so-called leaderships that came with their evil agendas into South Africa and across the world. Unless the body of Christ begins to take ownership of their negligence and repent, according to 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people are called by my name, turn from their wicked ways, then I will forgive them and heal their land. We have to start taking God's warnings seriously so we can get free from spiritual darkness. Blessings, Pastor Ray. That is Gail Shelley Israel. That is what she said. Blessings also to you, Gail.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
I know many people say, but we are believers. We are not in darkness. But check this out. Check this out. Romans 13 verses 12 says, the night is fast spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us, it doesn't say let them, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Anything that is a work of darkness in my life, as Ray Lehodi, I have to cast it off. In my life, as Ray Lehodi. I don't know about you, and I won't say you also have to do that. But in my life, as Ray Lehodi, I have to cast it off. My guests, let me give you 1.5 minutes each to wrap it up. And let me start with you, Professor. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let's cast off all these works of darkness that linger on. What say you? Finally. Prof?
Thank you. Sorry, my brother. I think I was muted there.
Okay.
It is true. We not only have time to waste because God is expecting us to take our position and do the right thing. The night is fast spent, so we have to be the light as the children of light. And we possess the power and authority to do that. Romans 1:21 expect us to honor the Lord. So if we honor the Lord with our lives, with our actions, with our speech, we will be able to do the right thing. So I'd like us to read that verse as we come into the end, that if we are not going to honor God, we are going to resort to ulterior motives, into ulterior ways of doing things and doing life, which is why we'll end up having this spiritual darkness over us, because we don't respect God, you don't honor God, you don't reverence the word of God, which is what we need to take as our guide, as our guideline in our way as the children of the Most High. Let's honor the Lord at the end.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Professor. I really appreciate. And yes, indeed, you also read this one, Professor. Says, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Elohim. Walk as children of light. This is an appeal to all of us. Malak, finally.
Malak, Revelation 18:23, which says, for by their sorceries were all nations deceived.
Yeah.
So we can see who the darkness is not just personal, but it has turned out to be an institution, because regra in entertainment, in politics, in education,
everywhere,
in business, and so as everywhere that Satan uses to deceive the nation, even in music, films, whatever, you know, we no longer can find the truth.
The gospel now, industry, yes.
Yeah, true, absolutely. So now we need to be very much careful. So when we read Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, I call I call the heavens and the earth to record this day against you, and I've said before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. So life can be something that's not forced on us, but it is something that is offered. So we must choose to walk in the light. We must choose to obey the commandments of our Yahuwah, and we need to make these our daily choices, that the will to forgive, the will to stay upright, to repent, to seek the truth, and not to follow the crowd. So to every listener, I would say, darkness may not just be around, but it may also be inside of us. So we need to cast it out in every way, shape, or form to guard against that.
Thank you so much, Malak. And of course, time has really gone. Next week, we are going to be talking about how sin is condoned, ways that we should look into which are condoning sin. And that is happening next week. Thank you. And good night, and thank you to our guests. Thank you, Tudam Malak.
Tudam Rabba Malak, to you, to your family, and to Professor Wilson, and the family, and to the Radio Pulpit family. Shalom Rabba. Alala.
Shalom, shalom. Professor, thank you so much. I appreciate.
Thank you very much, my brother, and blessings to everyone in the mighty name of Yahusha HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen and amen. Good night to you. And then coming up next, we will be talking, we are talking to SMK, and it is Men's Dialogue just after this.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.